You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Irish Racing Podcast. You join us ahead of the action on Wednesday evening from Nace. Seven race cards to bring you from the Irish venue. Sam Norris here in the studio, and joining me on the line is Mr. Andy Holding to take a look at every race on the card and offer up his selections. Morning, Andy.
Morning, Sam.
How are you today?
I'm pretty good.
Good.
As we said, looking forward to tonight's card. Very good stuff.
Yeah, and on the whole, we've got pretty decent field sizes at Nace tonight.
We have indeed, yeah. We've got not only for good field sizes, which is usually the case at Nace, but we've also got a very, very hot listed fillies race, the 7:35, a race which I'm really, really looking forward to. Regular podcasters will know why I'm getting jiggy over this race.
Yeah, that looks an absolute belter, that does. Before that, though, we've got a couple of maidens and a handicap to look at. We'll start with the first race of the day, the 5:55. This one is a maiden over 5 furlongs. Aspar heads affairs here at 13-8. Bear Cheek is 2-1. Al-Mutawakil is 6-1, 8-1 about no. Periwig is 14s, and it's bigger prices for the rest of them. Who do you like in this one?
Well, the two with form are the two that I'm obviously going to concentrate on from a form perspective, but we should mention before we start that Bear Cheek, number 6, filly by Kodiak, trained by Jern Lyons, of course owned by Qatar Racing, has been absolutely smashed up on the betting this morning. So it might be that my form study and my selection are academic if this Bear Cheek is as good as the market suggests. Of course, they took this race last year with a very, very smart filly called Aya Nippy, in the same colours, who went off actually 14-1, and of course has gone on to make into a group filly. So if lightning's going to strike twice, then there's a good chance that obviously, the stable think that it certainly can. But the two with form, I'm going to deal with those two individually. Aspar ran really well first time out at the Curragh. It was a race that was won by Final Frontier. And Jessica Harrington's Charge has gone on to win a pattern race over the same course and distance last Saturday. So that form is absolutely red hot. And there's a lot to like about the way that Tommy Stack's Charge went through that race before getting just slightly outpaced by the winner late on. He certainly sets a really good standard. It might well obviously be all academic if this Bear Cheek is anything to go by. The other one to mention is Al-Mutawakil from the Kevin Condon stable. A horse that was pitched in the deep end first time out in a listed race down in Tipperary. No great surprise to see an unraced newcomer totally outpaced and clueless against those useful individuals first time off the shelf. He's a big unit as well, this lad. He's a proper son of Daniel Dancer. Lots of size and scope and body. You could see why they backed him, because he is quite a useful unit to look at. And it was quite pleasing the way he kept on towards the back end of the race. I think this stiff track will suit him better than the flat speed track that Tipperary is. And if I was going to have a bet in this race at 6-1 this morning, rather than dive in and take a short price about Aspar and obviously Bear Cheek as well, I'd probably go each way Al-Mutawakil. So he's the selection, but judged by the market, that Bear Cheek looks as though she could be quite useful.
Okay, and plenty to think about then in that opening contest at Nace. Another maiden up next at 6:25. This one is over 6 furlongs. Prance heads affairs here for David Watchman at 7-2. 9-2 about Lord Carleton. Laganor is 5-1. Glimmer of Peace, 7-1. Zorba the Greek is an 8th chance, along with Future Icon and Title Page. It's bigger prices for the rest of them. A few of these have had quite a few chances, though, Andy, to lose the maiden tag.
Yeah, something's got to give here, hasn't it, Sam? Yeah, lots of these have had plenty of throws at the board without hitting the bullseye. Certainly the 25 perimeter has been peppered, most notably with Lord Carlton, who's become a slightly frustrating customer for Connections. I'm sure one of these races will come his way, and it might well be tonight. He was very, very heavily backed the other day down in Bellystown, almost to the exclusivity of everything else. I actually put up the winner, LaBarbe. But to my joy, Lord Carlton, having his first run since October, was so fresh and so keen and well that he basically pulled his chance into the ground. He just would not settle in the hands of Fran Berry over that mile, of course. and he basically just had nothing left to offer in the latter stages. But it could well be that dropping back to this straight run, this six furlongs, actually might be the making here of Lord Carlton. Obviously, they go a lot quicker, and it means that he should be able to settle and get into a better rhythm. It wouldn't surprise me if he popped up here tonight, and he's available back at 9-2 this morning with William Hill, and that looks a fair each-way bet. Of the others, obviously, Prance has been catching the eye. She ran well on debut, and then followed up that run with a real eye-catching run behind Captain Paddy the day down in Fairhouse. She is crying out for further for me. She definitely wants seven furlongs. So again, another one that should be suited to a well-run six. And the other one to keep an eye on as well, I don't necessarily think it'll be tonight, but there's a real sneaky one here from the Tony Martin camp called Lagorne. Now, she also has caught my attention twice. First of all, over this course, over seven furlongs, when she was knocked about after a slow beginning. And then she was nibbled out in the market the other day down in Garamond. Once again, she missed the break, got in behind, and then was noted doing some very, very good late work without, again, being unduly punished. She's definitely one to keep an eye on for the future, but I've just got a funny feeling it's going to be over further, and it's going to be when she's handicapped. So maybe not tonight is going to be the night for Lagorne. Glimmer of Peace and Future Icon are very similar, but they're fairly exposed. So I've got it between Prance and Lord Carlton on this occasion, but at the 9-2 this morning, I'm going to go with Lord Carlton each way.
OK, then Lord Carlton will be the choice for Andy, and that's 6.25. The next race on Nace's card comes up at 7 o'clock. This one is a 6 furlong handicap, and the market headed by Orjuck at 6-1. 8-1 for Trust Your Opinion, Way of Light, 8-1. 8-1 for Michael's Missile, Kiss the Stars, and You Can Choose. There are 9 shouts, 12s bar those. This Orjuck, Andy, he's likeable enough, but he's becoming a bit of a second place horse. He's hit the crossbar in 4 of his last 5 starts.
Oh, he's an absolute nightmare, but at the same time, he must be a joy to have anything to do with him, because he's obviously a little bit of a character, and he always seems to run his race. He does like it here. I mean, he can win, but the likelihood is he probably won't. You certainly wouldn't want to be not putting him in any place pot perms, though, because he's almost sure to finish in the first 4, and just because he keeps running his races week in, week out, bless him. But yeah, I'm going to look elsewhere to try and find the winner here. Now, obviously, at time of recording, I don't really know what the ground conditions are like at Nace. There are forecast showers, and there might have been a few overnight. And if it does ease in the ground, then obviously the draw becomes a significant factor when they split into two groups. Usually when there's a bit of ease in the ground, they tend to come down the middle towards the standside rail. So just bear that in mind today. And I'm just going to take a punt that maybe the middle of the track is the place to be. And if that's the case, and I do think there's a couple of horses that are hugely overpriced here tonight. One of them is Red All Star. He's only ever won one race. It came here over the course and distance when the ground was on the quick side. And he's run okay this season without really setting the world alight. He found 5 furlongs the other day at Navan, a little bit too sharp for him after a slow beginning. But he ran really well 2 starts back over 7 furlongs here behind Chilly Billy. And the time after when 3rd behind Tillery Wonder when Arjock was 2nd. That race is a very good speed figure, by the way. If stall 19 is certainly not an inconvenience, then he's definitely got an each-way chance at 14-1. And the other one, which has been absolutely completely missed by the bookmakers this morning, but I don't think it should be on form, is one of the outsiders of the field, Dunard Prince. Currently available back at 25-1 with William Hill this morning. He actually would be my number one choice here. You can disregard his last 2 runs. The Curragh doesn't really suit him. He's run there loads and loads of times, and he just never acts there at the Dublin venue. But here at Nace, the County Kildare venue, it's an absolutely totally different matter completely. You look at his last 3 wins, all here at Nace, all over 6 furlongs, and when there's just a little bit of juice in the ground, so obviously weather watchers beware for him. And if you strip down his form here at Nace, he's actually run here 4 times over the straight 6 furlongs. His form figures read 1-3-1-1, so he's yet to finish out the first 3. Indeed, the 3rd place was when he was 3rd in this race last year behind Almadar. So he's definitely got a much better chance than his current form figure suggests. If you strip away those bad runs, he's going to be a leading player here. And if he's still 17, he's also not an inconvenience. I think he can easily outrun his odds. So 2 against the field there, big prices, Red All-Star. But the number one is the 25-1 shot, Dunard Prince.
OK, plenty of value then if you're playing Andy's selections in that 7 o'clock. Next up is the feature race of Nace's meeting on this Wednesday evening, the 7.35 Filly's Listed Stakes over 6 furlong trip. And Stroll Patrol is the 3-1 favourite here. Minor Lisa is a 4's chance along with Newsletter. Fort Del Oro is 5-1, 11-2 about Letters of Note. Colour Blue is 10-1 along with Byzantium. And it's 25-1 bar those. Stroll Patrol then fronting the market here, Andy, after winning a hot handicap at the Curragh on his last start. But it was only 4 days ago. Is this race going to come too soon for him?
Well, that's what I'm hoping. I mean, from a pure speed figure perspective, Stroll Patrol does stand out here. That was an absolutely brilliant effort on the figures the other day. They went a real good gallop. There was no hiding place, and Stroll Patrol came through very strongly at the end. So in the end, I thought, win quite comfortably from two very reliable types in the shape of Your Pal Tal and one of my horses of the season so far, In Salute Him. I've got nothing other than strong praise to say about that form. And if he's in the same kind of nick as he was 4 days ago, then he's definitely the one to beat. But for regular listeners of my podcast, you'll be fully aware that I've got a massive amount of time for Edward Lynham's filly, Fort Del Oro, and I'm going to make her my strongest bet on the card here tonight. I've been waiting for this filly ever since she won at the Curragh on the 7th of June. Again, similar to Stroll Patrol, she clocked a speed figure well beyond her capabilities, seemingly at that moment in time. It was only a maiden she won, but she did not create a very impressive impression, not only visually, but on the numbers. In comparison to the Group 3 contest on that card won by Air Nippy, she was a good deal quicker, not only in the overall, but also the sectional times as well I got from the 3 furlong pole. So I quickly rated Fort Del Oro as a pattern place performer in the future. And every single time that Edward Lynham's entered her up, she has been in listed company or Group 3 company. So he obviously feels as though that's the way he wants to go, despite the fact that he could have run her in a handicap off a lowly mark in the 90s, let's say. So just based on those figures, I think she should at least finish in and around where Newsletter finishes, because she posted a better time than Newsletter did that day at the Curragh. So using that horse as a guide, we've got 4-1 for Newsletter. We can actually get slightly bigger price about Fort Del Oro. You can currently get 5-1 with William Hill, and I think that's a reasonable each-way bet. I think she could probably do with just a little bit of ease in the ground, because the two runs so far come on heavy and good to yielding. But obviously, Edmund Lyon feels as though she should be okay on the ground, whatever happens. Either way, strip it down. I'm massively excited about this Fort Del Oro. Edward Lyon's got a real embarrassment of riches in the sprinting department, and this can be another one off the conveyor belt. So I'm really looking forward to this race, and let's just see how this Fort Del Oro gets on.
Fort Del Oro then in the 7:35, getting a strong vote for Andy. We'll go then to the 8:05. This one is a mile handicap. We've got co-favourites of 3 at the time recording here. Beachmount Whisper, Mixed Slates and Vocal Air are all 6-1. The latter of those, though, bear in mind, is a reserve. Then it's Versilla Gal at 13-2. Same price by Elusive Gent. And it's 10-1 bar those mentioned horses. This looks wide open, Andy.
It does, yeah. Like the last race where I was talking about them and obviously extolling their virtues, this race I'm going to keep very, very brief. One or two coming in good form, the likes of Brocopondo and Elusive Gent have obviously got winning form next to their name, and I'm sure they'll give supporters a decent run for their money. I'm going to take a little bit of a punt at one at a bigger price. This would be pure speculation and nothing to get too excited about, but Regal Power does run this track particularly well, although he hasn't won for quite a while. His last victory did come here last year off a mark of 62. He's tumbled to a mark of 53, but he has actually been running quite well in recent times, and particularly when he ships up here at Nace. He ran well here on his last visit when he was a staying on third, and that's the kind of horse he is. He does run on through beaten horses at the back end of a race. It's not normally the run style that you associate with winners here at Nace. You want to be up with the speed. But at the same time, he could, as he's proven before, he has booked that trend before. It's just literally a shot in the dark at a horse that runs at the track well. So around about 14-16-1 this morning, I thought Regal Power had half a chance of at least nicking the frame.
OK, then we'll move on to the 8:35 now. Another mile handicap here. And Ningze is the 6-4 favourite here. 6-1 about Show Court. The Dancing Lord is 6-1. 6-1 about a few of these. King Striker and Hurricane Cass are the same price. 8-1 straight at Zanzibar. And the outsider of the 7 is Long Journey Home at 12-1. Taking a fair chunk out of the market, this favourite, Andy.
Yeah, he is, but justifiably so. The stable took this race last year as well, so obviously Gerlines has a rough idea of where he stands with the kind of level you need to win this race. And Ningzai, unfortunately, never got a chance to prove what he could do last time out. He was going really well in behind the pace, but just as he was beginning to start his run for victory, Algonquin came down the outside with a withering run in the hands of Kevin Manning, and rather checked Ningzai's progress in the hands of Colin Keane. He had to snatch the horse up. He had to start his run again. He lost all his momentum, but he did actually pick up again in the closing stages to suggest that he might have given the winner from the Jim Balder stable at least a race in the latter stages. So you can certainly upgrade that performance. The speed figure of that race is very good. Of course, it came over course and distance as well, so he's got that in his favour. And prior to that, he'd won in good fashion. I think he's going the right way. and he still gets to run off a mark of not 80, time will tell that he's a little bit better than that. So even though he's a short price, I think Ningxia sets a very good standard for this contest, and hopefully he should come through.
Ningxia, the one then in the 8.35. We'll move to the lucky last then, the 9.05. This one over a mile. Royal Navy Ship is the 5-4 favourite here this morning. 7-2 for Intensicle. 9-2 Cape Wolf. Highly Toxic 7-1. 8-1 for Shawnee. Vedalago is 10-1. And Lola Montez is the rag at 100-1. It was Royal Navy Ship. Andy Ballydoyle have won the race the last 3 years, but he's fast becoming a bit of a disappointment.
Yeah, disappointment in the fact that he hasn't made up into a group horse, but that doesn't mean to say that he can't win this race. You know, he was dipped into a Group 2 contest last time out. OK, he got well beat, but the ground was on the easy side and, you know, it was against a decent standard of horse. The fact that the blinkers go on to that, I think that could be seen as a benefit rather than a negative, because every time that Aidan O'Brien does put headgear on horses, it's amazing how many times he gets that right and they do improve quite significantly, particularly with his two-year-olds. He's done that twice this season so far, with horses that finish well down the field and he's whacked the headgear on and they've bolted up next time out. So that usually does work the magic with the Master of Ballydoyle. And if he runs up to the level that he did previously, i.e. the second behind Zaffalani down in Garen, he's going to take all the beating here. Similarly to the favourite, Vedalago's got the visor on for the first time. That might see that horse improve. But the one I do quite like here at a price is Kate Wolf. I don't think he should be underestimated here, despite having a little bit to find on the official figures. He's a horse coming here with a maximum confidence behind him via two really impressive victories at Dundalk and at Leopardstown. And on both occasions, he quickened up really smartly to win there. So even though this opposition is a little bit tougher than what he's been taking on, you can't beat a horse who's coming here on a winning vein. And you can get 9-2, 5-1 for this horse this morning. So I do think he represents a little bit of value. I'm going to go with Kate Wolf in the last.
Kate Wolf then in that one for Andy. Remind us please then, who are you backing for the action at Nice on Wednesday evening?
Yeah, the first race, do keep an eye on further market developments for Bear Cheek. But as it stands, I'm going to go with the top one here, Al Mutawakil. I do think he's a reasonable prospect in the making at 6-1. He gets the vote. I'll give an each-way chance for Lord Carlton, dropping back in trip in the 6-furlong maiden. In the 7 o'clock, a couple of big prices there, most notably Dunard Prince at 25-1 and also Red All-Star. They make the most appeal. In the 7:35, my best bet on the card is Fort Deloro. I really do believe in that Edward Lyon filly, and hopefully she'll prove my justification there in that listed fillies race. In the 8:05, a real trappy one for punters. I wouldn't have any strong opinion here, but I thought Regal Power might be capable of outrunning his odds. In the 8:35, the second best bet on the card is Ningxia, who was a bit unlucky here the last time. And in the 9:05, Royal Navy Chip obviously sets a reasonable standard, but he may be a little bit of a dodgy proposition. So let's go with the informed Gerlines trained Kate Wolf, who appears to be on the upgrade.
OK, brilliant. There we are. The thoughts of Andy Holding ahead of the card at Nace on Wednesday evening. You'll hear every race live from the Irish venue in the company of Gary Capewell, John Budden and James Millman. We've also got Bath, Catterick, Lingfield, Leicester and Sandown on the agenda on William Hill Racing Radio from 1:50 p.m. So do join us for all of that. Thanks for that, Andy, and best of luck.
Thanks, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.